Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Hey, it is time again for our monthly visit with our friend Marcy Svenningsen, the administrator, North Dakota FSA office here in North Dakota. And Marcy, there's just so much to talk about these days. I think we need to expand the show to 3 hours. What do you think? You good game for an hour today?
Gosh. Well, maybe not an hour.
All right. I have to start with this. I know we got plenty to talk about, but I always like to ask you about your farm operation in Barnes County. How are things progressing there this spring?
Boy, we're wide open on beans, Eric. Matter of fact, I spent my 3-day weekend rolling beans out there.
Oh.
We have probably a couple days left, and then we get to concentrate on getting cows out to pasture.
Okay. How moisture-wise were you guys this spring? Were you pretty wet or not too bad?
You know, it's interesting. I know there are various pockets throughout the state, but right in our area, we are going through flues and low spots that we haven't been in for a long, long time. And You'd have thought with all of the extra snow that we had that those spots would be wet. And it really is surprising to me. And we really could use some rain in our area, right in the Barnes County, Valley City, San Bern area.
Careful what you ask for, because you know Mother Nature. She likes to give 3 inches every time you ask for one. So we'll see how it goes.
That's true. And I know there were spots around the state that got some good moisture in the last couple days.
Definitely. We got another round coming now and another round coming tonight, I'm sure. So, well, let's get into some of the programs. I've seen a lot of stories recently, Marcy, about the USDA extending the application deadline for the revenue loss program to July 14th. Tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The ERP Phase 2 and the Pandemic Assistance Relief Program, PARP, both have been extended until July 14th. And so that gives producers a little more time to look those two programs over. They're relatively new. I know that they're working with their tax preparers and their CPAs to kind of see, are they going to qualify? I do know that we had a large payments go out for the ERP Phase 1 program in North Dakota, and so I don't know that we'll have as many producers in North Dakota qualify under the other two programs, but it's certainly worth taking a look at, and I know that we're seeing more activity in the county offices on those two programs.
Yeah, and I think the original ERP was much more widely used in the state. Isn't ERP 2 kind of a little bit of a catch-all, too, or maybe there's some add additions to maybe changing dates?
It was intended. Yeah, ERP Phase 2 was intended to pick up producers who didn't have crop insurance on some crops, or maybe they had some shallow losses that crop insurance didn't pay for. And that's kind of what ERP Phase 2 and PARP were more intended for.
Okay. Do we want to get a little bit more specific on eligibility or not?
I think that it's important if they're working through it with their various tax people, that probably that eligibility piece will become pretty clear.
Okay. Let's talk about the farm storage facility loan and what's that all about?
You know, a lot of people forget that with Farm Service Agency, we have our farm program side and we have a farm loan side. And a piece of that farm loan side is the farm storage facility loans that we offer. And these are some really great loans for producers. Let me give you an example. In May, the loan rate for these farm storage facility loans, anything between 5 and 12 years in length, was 3.5%. And so a lot of times producers think, well, farm storage facility loan, that must just mean grain bins. But it's really much more than that. Handling equipment and trucks are eligible under the farm storage facility loan. Dryers and augers and grain trailers, semi-tractors, bale wrappers, grain carts, all of these items, anything that hauls grain to and from your bins or away from your combines qualifies for the farm storage facility loan. So it might be something that producers are interested in looking in, especially now that, you know, interest rates have been climbing.
Okay, very good. Also, the 2023 acreage reporting. Each year, obviously, you know, the producers must file an acreage report. What do we need to know there? I think the deadline's mid-July.
You're right. July 15th is that deadline, and our county offices are really just gearing up for this. It's probably one of their busiest times in the county offices. Once those producers get done with all of planting their various crops, they need to come in and they need to report their acres to the Farm Service Agency. We have maps available for them to fill out. This is familiar for a lot of, you know, any of the producers who have done this year after year. But for listeners maybe who aren't familiar with it, you know, we have maps of all of the fields that a producer operates, and they fill out what date they planted their crops and how many acres they have on it. And so it's a big deal of a really busy time. And then those acres are put into our software.
Okay. What are you hearing for PP this year? I actually have had two people that I have talked to recently that think that they might be in that situation, at least a little bit.
You know, that preventive plant is that inability to plant an intended crop during the established planting period for the crop type due to a natural disaster, which can be too much moisture, too wet. You know, and you have to report your prevented plant acres within 15 calendar days after the final planting date. And so various crops have different planting dates. So, for instance, corn, the planting date for corn is May 25th. And so if you're after May 25th and you intended to plant corn, but gosh, you just weren't able to get it in, you need to report within 15 days of May 25th that, you know what, I'm going to have prevent plant for corn. And all of North Dakota soybeans, July 10th. Wheat has different planting dates, May 31st for all of the southern counties in North Dakota. And then across our northern tier, we have June 5th planting date for wheat. So okay. It's an interesting time, and I'm hoping that we won't have as much prevent plant this year as we did last year, but we know that there will be pockets out there. And so it's something that is available for producers to take advantage of, and that's a good thing.
It's just a crazy year, Marcy. I mean, it's like you find one area that, you know, the farmer's been out there for weeks, and you go maybe like a mile or two down the road, and there's a farmer that can't get out because it's too wet. I mean, it's just been so hodgepodge of where the wetness is and where the dryness is.
You're absolutely right. And it can be, you can't even go county by county necessarily, because there's a big difference even in a county on what kind of moisture you get.
Okay. Let's talk about CRP programs, which are currently running right now, I believe.
Yes, we do have a continuous CRP sign-up going on right now, and that's for brand new offers. And if you offer your land and you're accepted, that will take effect on October 1st of 2023. And that's a process that probably the best way to find out if you have land that's eligible, if you know that there's some land you're interested in offering, come into the county office and sit down with those folks, talk about what you'd like to do with it. There's lots of different options available, practices that you can do to help you get an increased payment for those CRP acres. And so it really is something that I think is important for you to sit down directly with those county folks and visit with them. And the other thing that we have to remember is CRP needs to be maintained. You know, it's not just that you put it into the program for 10 years and forget about it. There's practices that producers have to do, landowners have to make sure happen to that CRP. It's also the primary nesting season going on right now, April 15th through August 1st, where if you want to do anything at all with CRP, needs to have approval from FSA. There's mid-contract management plans that you can be gearing up for, getting ready to take care of. Probably in our area, I know of the state, we have a lot of elm trees, and so they send out a lot of these. They're prolific seed puts out a ton of seed into the area. And so we have a lot of elm trees that are volunteer in CRP.
Okay.
And producers, landowners need to make sure that they take care of those volunteer trees in CRP.
Final question, and I know we've touched on this a little bit before, but employment, and I know it's been a hot topic with Tom Vilsack, USDA, and other organizations, keeping staff at offices across the country. How are we doing in our FSA offices in North Dakota? Are there job opportunities available in counties?
We absolutely have job opportunities available. We would love to, I believe Job USA is where you can go in and apply, but we also make sure that we put out in the various counties when there's open positions on our gov delivery system, so we try and highlight those. We definitely, we have about a 10% vacancy rate at the Farm Service Agency right now, so we are looking for qualified, good applicants to come and work for us. We have really great benefits too.
I know you do. There's jobs out there if you're looking for a job. There's definitely work out there. I'm assuming we'll see you next week at the, I think it's next week. Yes, next week at the Midwest Ag Summit. I think I saw you there last year. I didn't get a chance to talk to you directly.
I was there last year, but I won't be able to be there this year.
Oh, okay.
One thing I have coming up that I'm looking forward to, there are four Stockmen's Association meetings. There are spring roundups in June that I'm going to be attending those events. And there's, I believe, six altogether, but I'm only able to attend four.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to spending some time with some ranchers.
We're talking about that with the Stockmen's Association in about 30 minutes about the spring roundup. So get you
that'll
covered.
Be great.
Well, Marcy, thank you for swinging by. And again, we'll drop by and visit with you again a month from now. If anything changes, you need to get on, just let us know. But we always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a great pleasure to visit with you.
All right. Sounds good. Marcy Svenningson, again, administrator for the North Dakota FSA office here in North Dakota. She's doing a fantastic job.